We are here in Parag Zion talking about Maimon Har Sinai. I sent you a couple of links if you didn't get it during the Nishmas.
I couldn't open them.
You couldn't open them?
No,
why not?
I'm a
you're fine, you can't open them. So, too interesting. Yeah, so I always make this mistake, and I made it again, that this Peter was not Rabbeinu Peter Risha, and this was actually back in the times of Chazal,
right,
this Saint Peter. There was a
Paul.
There's a machlokes, guess who it was. If you look in those articles.
No, and he said it was Paul who was the one who was the good guy, bad guy.
Oh, that's not what those articles said, did it? Oh, you didn't see them?
What?
He said, they, some say Paul, some say Peter. You look over there, it's an interesting thing. Some say, I didn't tell you because I didn't read the whole thing myself. But some say, I think, something to do with the ninth of Tevis also as being a Yom Tainis. Chazal, the Magen Avraham, says he doesn't know why the ninth day of Tevis. It says that there was a tzara on the Kes and Yod.
Right.
So the ninth, some the Magen Avraham says he doesn't know what it is. Some say Ezra Sefer died. So I think someone over there says that... Someone over there said, could be that was the day, something to do with this. Maybe that's it. He died, Peter? I don't know, something like that. Okay, anyways... Again, I don't know if there is a Machzor Vitri that says Beferish Chas V'Shalom to say such a thing, and he's not the Mechaber of Nishmas. But they bring over there in one of those articles, there's an Oitzer HaMidrash, and there seems to be a long Medrash about it that says it. Okay, we are here on page. Nun Gimel, that's where we are?
Yeah.
Okay, Nun Gimel at the bottom. So we said that our emuna and Hashem came through Ria, through seeing, Hakara Brura, with all of our senses and everything, Seichel, Gashmias, Ruchnias, millions of people, we are the only ones who have the audacity to claim such a thing, that the beginning of our Torah started in front of millions of people, because since it's the truth, we're the only ones who have the audacity to say such a thing. No one else would claim to say such a thing, because since it didn't happen, obviously, and therefore they can't claim that it happened in public, because we are all those people. Okay, so we look at the bottom of Nun Gimel. Maimon Har Sinai hu ha-mo'ira ha-mufla b'yoyser she'ira ipam b'ilom ha'az b'yosei. Maimon Har Sinai was this occurrence, this unbelievable occurrence. Kizoyin Olam Michapam means it was a sight that happened only once in the entire history of the world. Only one time did this happen. She'uma Shlema, an entire nation, Tzibur Shel Miyoinim, a Tzibur of millions of people, Tishma Es Dvarish Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mefurash Yaitz Mipi Elyoin, should hear the words of Hashem clearly coming out, Mipi Elyoin, V'tira Es Kvoidei Ayin Ba'ayin, and they will see the Kvoid of Hashem. Kishal Nali Yamim Harishainim, the Pasuk says, Asher Hayu Lefanecha, Leminayim Asher Bar Likim Adam Aloretz, Ulemikseh Hashemayim Vakseh Hashemayim, Haniya Kadavra HaGadol HaZeh Yanishma Kamayu. When you look and you think back and contemplate to the days of old, from the day that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, was there ever such a great thing? Did you ever hear about such a thing? Hashama am kol elikim medaber mitaychaish, did a nation hear the voice of Hashem? Kasher shamato ato, like you heard vayachi, and was able to live. Rak pamachas v'yichida izgala haboyrei kach, only one time did Hashem ever reveal Himself like this. V'zois, what was the reason? B'kadei lahashrish ulebases es amun of Hashem. Look a little lost. Nun daud? Nun daud bizar? Nun daud bizar or something? Got it?
Yeah.
Well, no? Okay. Okay. You say, L'kayim olohidiyah es hashkachas Hashem al habriya. To show everyone the hashkachas Hashem on the creation, umagoi hayoshir v'hamatzminim adam. And to show that Hashem is connected, and there's a direct connection, and a constant connection. Uv'chidei l'hashmiyas dvar Hashem alei adamais, l'hanik l'yisrael tera min hashamayim. Now, the way the Ribbono Shel Olam really gave us the Aseres HaDibros by Matan Torah, and included in Aseres HaDibros was the whole Torah. So really Hashem, one may say that perhaps it was just a very complicated and detailed sound system that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to somehow make it that they're Bani Shalom. How was it so clear that this was their Bani Shalom? Now, the question is only being asked for the answer, obviously. And that is, their Bani Shalom opened up the heavens, and we were able to see all the Malachim. We saw directly, and we heard directly their Bani Shalom. Now, Chazal tell us also, we say like Zachar B'Shamer B'Dibur Echad Namru, that Zachar B'Shamer was said in Dibur Echad. Really, all Aseres HaDibris were said in Dibur Echad. And Hashem said all 10 Dibris at one time. The Chazal say, Mashi'i Efshar, it's impossible for a person to say, and it's impossible for the ear really to hear it. The ear can't hear 10 different things being said at the exact same time. And not only that, the truth is that Klal Yisrael saw the Dibrois, Yoytze Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They saw, it says, Klal Yisrael were Royim Es HaNishma. They saw the Kailos, they saw the sounds. They were able to see sounds. Usually you hear sounds, you don't see them. They were able to see it. And they saw the Dibur of Hashem going out of his mouth, so to speak. And where did it go? It engraved itself on the Luchos. They watched the Luchos being engraved with the Dibur of Hashem. Now, number one, another thing is the Medrash Yashirim says that the Malachim took each Dibur around, whatever the words mean, I don't know, and went to each person in Klal Yisrael and said, "Are you Mekabel this? Are you Mekabel this?" And they all said yes. But then another Medrash says they were able, when Hashem said that there is a Dibrus, the Dibur Echad in one chat, they watched the Kol go out, the letters go out, and it engraved itself directly onto the Luchas. And that's why there's various opinions in the Gemara of how many Dibrois are on each of the Luchas. You have two Luchas, right? Two tablets. Now we'll deal with just one at a time. One Luach, how many Dibrois were on each Luach? So the way we always know it is five of the Ben Adam Lamakim on the right side, so to speak, and five of the Ben Adam Lachaver on the other side. There is a Mandamar that says there were 10 Dibrois on each Luach. All 10 of the Aseres HaDibrois were on each of the Luchas. There's another Mandamar that says there were 20 Dibrois on each Luach, and there was another Mandamar that says that there are 40 Dibrois on each Luach.
Repeated.
So it's the 10, yeah, just repeated. Now, just dealing with the mandama that says that there was 10 dibras on each luach, that means all of the aseret dibras are on each luach. However, it's clear that it was just straight letters. From Anoichi, from the Aleph of Anoichi, straight to the Reacha, the Chaf, there were no words broken up, there were no Dibrois broken up. It was one straight, almost one long run-on word, so to speak, right? From beginning to end. And it's possible you could get a letter at the end of a line, it's the middle of a word, and it just keeps on going. It's straight, and one of the reasons for this is it's a zecher of all 10 Dibrois being said b'dibur echad. Hashem said them b'dibur echad, they carved themselves, his Dibur, we watched the Dibur go out of his mouth, and carve itself straight into the Luchais. So how did that happen? In a Dibur Echad. It wasn't in 10 different Dibrois. It wasn't in different words. Again, we don't know what this means because we can't even describe it because it's humanly not possible. But Chazal said that's what happened. It was B'Dibur Echad. So therefore, it's a Zecher. That's how the Luchos were written because that's how they were said. So it was said in one long Dibur, and now Klal Yisrael has it, L'dairis, the Luchais look like that. Anytime they'll look at the Luchais, they'll say, you know, I can't figure out what's going on over here. It's a Zecher to two Nisan. It's a Zecher to the Nais that, number one, that they saw the Dibrois being carved onto the Luchais, and number two, that it was said B'Dibur Echad, something that they couldn't even, their ear couldn't even really grasp what was being said. So this was part of the Maimed of Har Sinai. Now we continue, and he says, "B'maimed noira hoyden, this unbelievable, awesome maimed, nimser dvar elikim teirasa la'adam achaya le'adamais, the dvar elikim, and the Torah was given to man." The Maimon Noira Hoyza Nichrusa Bris Nitzachim Ben Hakadosh Baruch Hu HaTorah VYisrael. At this Maimon, by Maimon Har Sinai, there was a treaty. There was a Bris Netzach. It's everlasting. It can't be broken. Between Hakadosh Baruch Hu the Torah and Klal Yisrael. B'chach nikva mahus ha'uma. And with this, what is Klal Yisrael? What's the essence of Klal Yisrael? Oitzvot Musa nikva v'nechtach g'rol l'shal Klal v'aprap Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, we hear, was formed. What defines what Klal Yisrael is? The connection between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and the Torah. Through the Torah, we connect with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and we do His will, and we become, and we have Dveikus Basha. This was set up here by Maimed Har Sinai. The Maimed Noirav Adizeh Nafal Dover Gam Bekerav Ha'anushas Kula. Now here he says an interesting thing. And he said it's not only Klal Yisrael that was affected by Maimed Har Sinai. All of mankind in the entire world was affected by Maimed Har Sinai. Hayid Kailam Shal Aseres HaDibrois Haroya Min Becholol Hispasha Boilam Umiluay. This sound of the Aseres HaDibrois, as they thundered in the world, spread out over the entire world. From then and on, the belief in idol worship was shook up. The entire mankind met some new ideals. Kimoy, achva, brotherhood, tzedek, yosher, musar. These ideas took hold, and throughout history from then and on, they were in different forms. People had different ideas of what these things meant. But these ideas, the ideas of the Aseres HaDibrois, made their way into the rest of the world too. Im yeshnam ba'olam musag das mamashim. If there's any musig of law and order, of following a path, of following not just a religion, sometimes it's just this is the government, how it's set up. If there's any kiyom of emes, of truth, of tzedek, of justice in the world, hare niviyasam hayeshira himidvar halikim umakayim harishayim b'mayim har Sinai.
You know,
like what?
Like
7 miles an hour. What
about
them?
Okay.
So he's saying that it took on it. It was the widespreadness of it, and these accepted ideals became accepted after Matan Torah. In other words, yes, they may have had it, but remember, the Sirtz of Lysinov, these were things that I don't know, I can't go through history and pinpoint exactly. You'll find still plenty of Avodah Zarah, and you'll find Ritzicha and Niyuv. But he's saying, the world as a whole took on a different surah from these ideals. They started by Maimon Har Sinai, Uvichol HaMishtameh Min HaTorah HaKdoshah Shenitna by Maimon Zeh L'Zeres. Maimon Har Sinai, Maimon Har Sinai, this is the foundation and this is the hinge that Emunas Yisrael rests on. Oitzem Gilui Ashchina. This Gilui Ashchina, Hayadai Boi Kedei Lekayim B'Yisrael Es Amuna B'Hashem U'V'Tayrosai Ad Achris Hayomim. There was enough in it, to be, we said, to ingrain in Klal Yisrael Amuna Hashem Ad Achris Hayomim. Kedivrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hinei Anochi Bo Elecha Ba'avonon Ba'avo Yishma'am B'Dabri Imach V'Gam B'Chol Yaminu Lo'ilam. B'Maimon Har Sinai Hutzuko Amuna B'Chol Nafshis Yisrael was imprinted in the Nefashis of Yisrael L'Chol Adairis. Hashem says, it wasn't only with you I made this treaty. With those who are here, and those who are not here. Hayon. Says the Medrash, Eilu ha-neshamos ha-asidus li-hibarais, she'en bohem mamish, she'le-nemra bohem ha-amida. It doesn't say, it says, Eit asher yeshnei pa imanu oimeid hayan, those who are standing here, that's people. Eit asher einanu pa, it doesn't say those who are not standing here. He's saying, doesn't say standing, these are the neshamos. Apo pi shaloi hoyo bais asha, kol echar ve'echar kibul es shaloi mitzina. That's the pshat b'chach pirush hakasuv asher yeshnoi lemari ayin imonu ho'oimei. Beis asher enenu pay, they're not here, means lemaris ayin. We can't see them. B'chol zois imonu ho'pay. They're not standing here with us, because you can't see them, but they're here. There's enough here in the strength and the yisoides amunai chutzvu v'hutzku b'yisrael b'may medzek de'lamed lo'ilamim mifnei kol atoya. The amuna of Torah will stand up to any mistakes, any challenges. Peter ben Yisayim b'chol panim sheim adachris hayamim. Klai Yisrael has the amuna, has the strength. The amuna itself has the strength to stand up to any types of challenges. Ein davar ba'olam sheyachol ismaydu la'aretz amuna v'yisodesel shenizbasu b'mayim har Sinai v'obru k'mereshes chayel l'chol doritz Yisrael. And this, we mentioned this Rambam before, and this is one of the Rambams that was in that report to do. Moshe Rabbeinu lo haminu bo b'nei Yisrael b'nei Oysus she'asa. Shamam and al-pi Oysus yesh b'li bo doifi. We don't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah because of the signs he did for us. In Mitzrayim he proved himself with signs. The dam and the tzaras and the mata turning into a snake. But cold man, you believe a Navi only because of his signs, it's not 100% foolproof. It's possible you could have a Navi Sheker who could do Mipsim too. Yet, the Torah said, you trust the Rambam in those dot dot dots. The Rambam says that you trust, the Torah says you could trust a Navi, that you know him, he's Muchsuk, Bechsidus, and Betzidkus, and he shows you Isis. Just like the Torah says you could trust two Edim to kill a person. Two Edim say that a person was Mizdahana, or certain was a Ritzayah, you kill him. Is it possible two Edim are lying? It's possible. The Torah said, but Alpishnaim Edim Yakum Davar. Two Edim, if you follow the rules, it's pretty foolproof. And so too the same thing with a Navi, but yet it's not 100%. Yesh Beli Baidaipi, a person can always say, I don't know, maybe another Navi will come along and change things. Why do we believe in Moshe Rabbeinu? B'mayim and Arsinai. She'eineinu ra'u. V'loi gar. Our eyes saw it. We weren't told. V'ozneinu shamu. Our ears heard it. V'loi achet. We heard Hashem tell Moshe, go tell them such and such. Says the Rambam, how do I know that Maimon Har Sinai is the proof that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying the truth? No, Daifi means there's no lie. She emes vein by daifi. It's true without any lies. She never he neonaychi by lecha ba'avonim ba'avuish ma'amadarimach v'gam b'cho yaminu leilam. Now when I'm going to speak to you in front of everyone, says Hashem, they'll believe in you forever. Michlal says the Rambam, you see, shekoydim davar zeh, before Maimon Har Sinai, lo yaminu bo'i ne'amonis shehu emedis leilam. The trust and belief in Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't foolproof that it could stand forever. There's always second thoughts. How do I know for sure? Nimsa elu sheshaleach lohem heim oedim al nevuasi shehu yemes veinitzorach lasis lam ois acher shehu veheim oedim bedavar kishnei oedim shero dover biyachat shekol echad mehem ad l'ed l'chaveru shehu emer emes kein moish rabbeinu koisol oedim lo echa ma'amer arsinat. But after Maimon Har Sinai, it's foolproof. All of Klai Yisrael saw Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem speak directly to Moshe Rabbeinu. Lefichach im amam Navi va'asa oisus umaypsim gedaylem. So if a Navi gets up and does all the wonders and tricks in the world, ubikesh lahachish nevuasa shel Moshe Rabbeinu, ein shaymim loy. Lefish nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu eina ela pi oisus. We don't believe him because of the oisus. Shenarach oisus el oisus ed, that we'll have to line up and say, who did bigger oisus? Who did bigger maifsim? Ela be'eneinu roinu, uvazneinu shamanu, kefish shamahu. Halamad over daima, la'edim she'idu la'adam adover shara, she'ine kamay shara. If someone's going to tell you, two witnesses will come and tell you, you know, something you saw, you didn't really see it. She'ine shame'a lehem. You're not going to say a word to them. Ali yadeh bevadah she'me'edah shakar. I saw it with my own eyes. You're going to tell me I didn't see it? L'fichach amra Torah, shim bo ha'is v'amai feis. That's why it says in Parsha Shoftim, ki yakim b'cha, there's going to be a Navi, o'cheleim kalayim, uva elecha ha'is v'amai feis. He's going to bring you a sign. And he's going to tell you, Nelchav and Avdal Himachayim, go serve Avodah Zarah. Says the Pasuk, Loitishmael Dibrei Anavi Ahu. Don't listen to him. Why? He's bringing me an Aisu on my face. Because Sharezeh Boy Lecha Boysu my face, Lahakishma Shareza Beinecha. In Aisu on my face, he's bringing you all the signs and wonders in the world, but he's coming to contradict something you saw with your own eyes. Something you saw with your own eyes is not contradictable. And that is Maimon Har Sinai. And that's why we say, Ilu Kervanu Lifnei Har Sinai, Veloinasan Lanu Es HaTaira Dayenu. I mentioned this the other time when we did the Dayenu. Why? Says the Rishonim. What was so great about Maimon Har Sinai? Shepaska Zuhamasan. We all know that Chazal tell us that Ba Nachas Al Chava Vehito Ba Zuhama. That by the story with the Eitz Hadas, the Nachash was Ba Al Chava, whatever those words mean. Vehito Ba Zuhama, and he put into her a Zuhama. Zuhama is translated as a dirt, shmutz, dirt. Klal Yisrael by Maimon Har Sinai. What happened? Paska zuhamasam. There's no more zuhama. After the egel, the zuhama came back. However, not to the same degree. Because I'll talk about certain averus that goyim will do are neksha. They're suspected of doing because they have a zuhama. Says the Gemara, a Klal Yisrael after the egel also has zuhama. So, says the Gemara, yeah, but it's not to the same degree. When we got it back after Har Sinai, after we lost it totally by Har Sinai, we didn't get it back to the same degree. What is this zuhama? What's this shmutz? Zuhama, Zayin Bav Hey Mem Aleph. It's an Aramaic word for dirt. What is this dirt? The Rishonim all talk about, and the Rishonim and Dayenu, they say either Kavanu Tayar Sinai. What did we gain? Shepaska Zuhamasan. So there's one Rishon that says, what does it mean? Right Salaimar. What does it mean? Paska Zuhamasan. It means that we had no more Sveikus Ba'achdusoy. No more doubts in Emuna in Hashem. It was clear. Zuhama is a lack of clarity. When you have a window and there's dirt on it, so it's not, you can't see through it clearly anymore. Zuhama, the dirt, is a lack of clarity. What happens? Bo Nachash Al Chava. Everything was Tov and Ra were clearly defined before the Eitz Hadas. What happened afterwards? They became mixed together. The Ra went into the person. Now it's mixed. It's a lack of clarity. It's the Eitz Hara does. He likes to make a lack of clarity. That's the Zuhama. Klal Yisrael by Maimon Har Sinai, Hashem opened up the Shemayim. He spoke to us. There were no more Sveikas. That's what it means. Paska Zuhamasan. There was no more Sveikas. There were no more doubts. It was clear the Amuna. And in the Kirbanu Lifnei Har Sinai, V'loinasan Lanu Es HaTaira, we gained that Madrega that we were so clear in our Amuna under Rabbeinu Shalom. Then the Satan obviously is not such a happy camper. What happens when the Satan? Well, so what does he do? He makes Klal Yisrael do the Aveira with the Chet HaEgel. How did he do that? What does Rashi say?
Moshe, Aaron.
The whole world was Birvuvya, right? It was mixed, darkness and light. And Moshe Rabbeinu's Aaron. That's what Rashi says. Birvuvya means it's a mix-up. It's a mixture of dark and light. That's the same lack of clarity. That's what the Satan comes along. And Klal Yisrael were fooled again. And they did the Chet HaEgel back to the Zuhama. But, what do Chazal say? We just said, but it didn't go back to the way it was before. There's still a lack of clarity, but as the Rambam says, and as we're saying till now, the imprint of Emuna that Klal Yisrael reached with Maimon Har Sinai is something that we're never going to lose. We may not be on the big Madrega of no Sveikas anymore, but we're not back to the Madrega of before Matan Torah, where there was this such a lack of clarity, it was such a mixture that we weren't sure really at all. The Zuhama that the Goyim have, they're like there was in the days before Matan Torah. We, through Maimon Har Sinai, although we lost that Madrega of being totally free from the Yetzer Hara and his tricks, and his Zuhama inside of us, however, we have the Zuhama back, that lack of clarity came back, but it's never to the degree that we can be totally lost again. Remember, Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, when the Mem Tesh Aritumah, another moment there, we would have been lost entirely. That can't happen again. That cannot. Once we had Maimon Har Sinai and Torah, it can't happen again. Why? Because Maimon Har Sinai imprinted on us, and it's something that can never be erased. And even after the Eitz Hara made us do the Egel, and the Zuhamah came back, and we still have the Eitz Hara back inside of us, and we're back to the lack of clarity, but it's never back to that original Madrega. That's what we're saying here, that Maimon Har Sinai imprinted on us the Amunah to stand up. Yes, the Eitz Hara is there, and there's always going to be Bechira. However, the Amunah in Torah is going to last forever. There's nothing that can knock it down. There's no challenges that can knock it down. Every person has to be a chaylus to get back to being a Maimon Vashem. This is why, because of Maimon Har Sinai, the clarity that we saw that the Rabban Hashem runs the world in Maimon Har Sinai. Now, I want to go back once we're in Maimon Har Sinai, but I want to just pause for a moment and talk a little bit about a different Nakuda in Maimon Har Sinai, which he says, he didn't want to talk about all the Nakudas, there's so many. But it's important as we wrap up, because the next parak is really the end. He's just wrapping up and saying, listen, we're all a part of this chain, we're not very far from it, and even someone who is not from, or at this moment, or how far back does he have to go to see how close he really is, right? There's no one today who's the Einikol of the Tztukim. Anyone's Einikol of the Tztukim is a guy. Anyone's Einikol of Basusim is a guy. Anyone's Einikol of the Misyavnim are Goyim. There's anyone now who's not a Shemir Torah Mitzvahs, doesn't have to go very far back, two dairas, three dairas, maybe not much longer than that, that they were Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. That's just the way it is. And we're very close. This is the Dari says before Mashiach, and therefore, if we have to stick close to our Messiah, which has in its power Adayim Azeh, as we've shown clearly through the last seven prokin. Now, one of the things that he brought out in the beginning.
Wait a second,
didn't
he die? Prophet?
Who died? Yeah.
So his sisters,
Well, we're all in this the Christ of the Mashiach.
How long is the door?
I don't know. It's a good question. The day rice. Well, these generations. Now, one thing that in the beginning that he talked about when he was trying, before he got even to the idea of look at the Messiah and you'll see the clear chain, he talked about how Yiddishkeit and Torah and Mitzvahs is a big oil, and if not for the fact that we all realized how true it was, or our fathers realized how true it was, who would be machnes themselves into such an oil? Now, there's a very important part of Maimon Har Sinai, and that is the part of Nasa v'Nishma. And that is the part that Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma. Now, we know that the Rabban Hashem went around to all the Umos Olam, and he asked them if they want the Torah. What did they say? What? They said what's in it, right? They said what's in it. And what did Rabban Hashem pick to tell them? So he picked the thing that was the hardest thing for them. The hardest thing in the world for them to do. For this one was Resicha, for this one was Znus, for this one was stealing. And they said, oh, that's too hard, that's our life, we can't do it. It almost seems as if, you know, the Rabban Shlalom sort of didn't really want them to take it. Right? Let's say Hashem would have said, what's written in it? They said, you know what's written in it? All these wonderful things. And first of all, it happens to be everything he told them was from the Lois Aseis. He didn't tell them Shabbos and Yontif and all the Aseis, which are things that you could do. And then you'll say, you know what, and by the way, you know, it's a give and take over here. You have to do certain things, but then there's certain things you have to control yourself. That's not what he said. He said right away, Lois Enoch, the hardest thing in the world. That's number one. Number two is, I'm not necessarily going to answer all the questions here today, but number two is, just food for thought, those things that he told them are part of the Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, right? You know how to kill, you know how to steal. So basically he's telling them things that they're already obligated in, right? So that's not what's written in the new Torah, they're going to be Mekabo. So that's question number two. Now, the Gra in Shir HaShirim, in Perek Beis, on the pasuk kisapuach ba'atzei hayar, like an apple tree amongst the trees of the forest, kein doidi ben habanim. That's how my beloved one was between the banim. Says the Gra, Hakadosh Baruch Hu ratza lipein Torah lahaumais v'lo ratzu lekablo. Hashem offered the Torah to the Umas Olam and they didn't want to be mekabelit. Vamrinum b'Gemara, and he quotes the Gemara. He only quotes part of the Gemara. Let me say the Gemara, because it's very important. The Gemara tells a story with a tztuki. A tztuki who once saw Rava learning. He was learning, he was very engrossed in a Gemara, and he was sitting on his fingers. Rava had his fingers like under his legs, and he was pressing so hard down on top of his fingers that they started bleeding. So the tztuki looked at him and said, "You're an ama paziza." What does ama paziza mean? You're a hasty nation. Paziza means like you're in a rush. Pachas kamayim, I think rush says the Targum says paziza. Why are you a hasty nation? That your mouths you put before your ears. Meaning, before you heard, if you're able to withstand and do the mitzvahs of the Torah, if they're too hard for you to do or not, what did you do? With your mouths, you were makabali. You said, Nasa, we'll do it. Then we'll hear about it.
Stupid.
What?
Never got that.
You're going to get it today. So, that's what the tzuki says, you're a hasty nation. Because Rashi says, you're only human. A human being has physical limitations. So how could a human being be makabel to do whatever someone tells them to do? Maybe you won't be able to do it. First you have to hear, and you have to say, is there something I could do or I can't do? No. We said Nasa v'nishma. So he told him, you're a hasty nation. And guess what? You're still in your hastiness. So Rava answered him back and said as follows. He says, no, you're making a mistake. He says, we went Bishlei Musa. What does Shlei Musa mean? He brought a pasuk. The pasuk says in Mishlei, Tumas Yesharim Tanche. We went with a Tmimus. We went with a Tumas is a lotion of a Tam, of a Tmimus. We went with a time wave. But you didn't. Says Rashi, what is this tmimus? What's he talking about here? Says Rashi, Kidera ha'oisim me'ava. When two people love each other or are friendly, they trust each other. V'samachnu alav, says Rava to this tzuki, you want to know how we were able to say Nasa v'nishma? Because we went with a tmimus. What does tmimus mean? Like two people who trust each other. They're friendly. They love each other. So we relied on Hashem shelo yitaneinu b'davar shelo nuchal lamed bay, that He's not going to overload us with something that we're not able to do. So Rav is answering the tzuki. You want to know why we said Nasa v'nishma? You're right. There's physical limitations. How could we do it? But we went with a trust. We trusted Hashem because we knew He loved us. And someone who loves us and asks us to do something is not going to give us something that's too hard. Back to the Gra for a moment, and we'll get back to this. Well, this was the Gemara, this part. So the Gra quotes this Gemara. And he says, Ha'inyan. Ki hadibrois hayuksuvim beveiz luchais. Like we said before, there were two luchais, five dibros on each side. Now on the right side, you have all the dibros bein adam lamakam. Anoichi, lagia lecha, Shabbos, kibud avayim. On the left side, leisirtzach, leisinah, leisignoi, leisachmoi. So says the Gra, that when the Umay Sa'ilam Hashem came to them and he asked them, you want my Torah? They said, Maksiv b'Torah. What's written in it? That already, at that moment, they sealed their fate. By asking what's written in it means, you don't trust me. I want to give you my Torah. You don't trust me? You want to know what's written in it? Meaning, you have to decide if it's too hard for you to be Makabel or not. So what did Hashem do? He showed them all things from the left side. Whatever is the hardest thing. You want to see if it's too hard? You don't trust me that I'm going to give you the kayak, that you're going to have the ability to do whatever I give you? You're right. So therefore I'm going to tell you, this is the hardest thing for you. Are you willing or not? But once they said Maksivbe, it was understood that it's too hard for them, and therefore they're not going to be Makabalot. V'lachein barchu. The Medrash says when they heard what was in, Hashem said, it says, they ran away. Why? Sheze ikar ha'ilam hazeh. Because Hashem said, you can't kill? That's my ilam hazeh. You can't be loisinuf? That's my ilam hazeh. Avo Yisrael loishoalu. But Klai Yisrael didn't ask what's written. Elei Shiva take up Nasa v'nishma. You want my Torah? Yes. We'll take it. So what did Hashem show them first? When he gave Aseret HaDibros, did he start from Leisirtzach Leisinov? He started from the right side. Anoichi Hashem Lekecha Leyielucha. Like it says in the Pasuk, Hashem, what does it say over there in Zayis HaBrocha? Seir Lama, Yifia Mehar Paran, Vasam Riva Vizkaidesh. That Pasuk over there is talking about that Hashem went to Seir and to Har Paran to offer the Umus the Torah. Ends off the Pasuk, Miminai Eishtas Lama. But when he gave the Torah, Miminai, which side did he start from? From the right side, because we didn't say Maksivbe. He went to them. They said Maksivbe, Seir and Harparon, so he showed them the left side. But when he gave Eish Dos Lomai, when he gave the Torah to Klai, so he started Miminai. Why? Because we trusted him. Because we understood Hashem loves us. Now, Rabbi Brevda here in his Pirush on the Pirush of the Gran Shir Ashirim has a very long arichas here to explain two things. Number one, how is this an answer to the Tztuki? Remember, the Tztuki had a taina how he said Nasa v'nishma. So Rav explained why. But what did it have to do with his bleeding hands? What has that fit into the picture here? And number two, the Gra is saying that's like an apple tree. How is this a dibyon to an apple tree? Kisapuach ba'atzei hayar, the pasuk said, kein doidi bein abonim. Just like the apple tree amongst the other trees, so too my children, doidi, my beloved ones, bein habonim. Kein doidi bein abonim, the Gra is saying, is referring to Klai Yisrael, saying Nasa v'nishma as opposed to the Umas Olam. So he explains as follows.
Actually, don't you
find
an apple tree in a forest?
So, how is that a dibbin to Klai Yisrael he's saying Nasa v'nishma? So the pasuk compared them.
If you're in a forest of trees, there are evergreens or whatever, and there's an apple tree, something different.
Okay, so there's nothing really special about we saying Nasa v'nishma compared to them, just that we're different. Right? Okay. But we could probably take it a little deeper than that. So he says as follows, an interesting thing. He wants to say...
You know, Rebbe?
Yeah. That there's a couple words here in the Gra that he said that when the Umas HaOlam heard Leisirtzach or whatever it was, they ran away. Why? Shezeh Iker HaOlam Hazeh. There's two parts to it. Number one, they said Maksivbe. They didn't trust Hashem. Number two, when they heard what it was, they said, we can't handle this. This Olam Hazeh, this is our lives. You're going to take away our lives? Our lives is to kill. Our lives is to steal. But Klal Yisrael, when they said Nasa v'nishma, you have to remember, they are physical beings. They are physical. So how could you say Nase v'nishma? How could you say that I'll do it? So Rashi tells us we trusted Hashem. But there's really more to that. And the really Chazal tell us that when Klaisel said Nase v'nishma, Hashem said, Mi gila razel banai. Who told my children this secret? Loshen shemalachi asharis mishtam shimbay. It's a loshen that the malachi asharis use. Shenemar, is a pasuk somewhere. Why? Because a malach doesn't have any physical limitations. He has no goof. Whatever Hashem tells him to do, he could do. So he doesn't have to hear first. He's willing to do it. So Klal Yisrael understood that there's something special going on over here. And that is that a person is not just a goof. A person is a neshama. A neshama, as we said many times, is a malach. And Klal Yisrael has it in them that the malach should overcome the goof. And even though there are physical limitations to a person, but number one, if a person follows his neshama, he's able to overcome any physical limitations. And that's what it means that we trusted Hashem. Hashem gives us the kayach, that even things that are hard, but our neshama propel us to do it. Rava is sitting here, and he seems to be doing something that is totally removed from his body. He's learning Torah, and at the same time, he's squishing his fingers that they're bleeding, and he doesn't even realize he's bleeding. Where's the pain? Where's the feeling? It's like an out-of-body experience. So the Stuki looks at him and says, what's going on here? How could you totally ignore your physical body? You're paining yourself. You're bleeding. So you know what he told him? He said, you're a hasty nation. You remember you said, Nase v'nishma? You didn't even ask what's written in the Torah? You just said, I'll do it anyways? What happened? What, aren't you a physical goof? We were the smart ones. We said, Maktiv Bey, the Goyim at least, and when we heard that we're going to lose, we're going to have to tax what our taivas and goof tell us to do, we ran away, we're not interested. And you should have done that too. Look what you're doing to yourself. You're killing yourself. You're bleeding. Why? While you're learning Torah? Now the Stuki is not able at all to understand Ruchnius. Why? Even though Tzduki were Yidden, but the Nefesh HaChaim tells us that a person in this world is connected up to something up there in the world. There's Ruach, Neshama, Nefesh, all these things, I don't know what they mean, but they're all tied to each other. There's a concept called Karis. If a person can do an Avera, he could sever his connection to Ruchnius. That's what it means, that a person will be Nichras Ba'olam Haba. He does an Avera, he has at that moment already severed certain connections that he has to Olam Haba. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, but there are 10 connectors that a person has from here to Olam Haba. When he does an Aveira, the Tchayv Karis, 9 of them are severed. There's always that last 10th one that he could always do tshuva. Except the people that Chazal say, Ein Lahem Chelek L'Olam Haba. When they say, Ein Lahem Chelek L'Olam Haba, they've knocked off that 10th one too, and there's no connection. They are totally a physical being with no connection to any Inyani Ruchni. What are one of those people? Those are the names. What are there's three groups. There's Minim, Apikarsim, and Kaifrim Batayra. What were the Tztukim?
They're not all the same thing.
What?
They're not the same thing.
They're related to each other.
What's the difference?
What? The Gemara goes through them. But what were the Tztukim? They were Tztukim. They were Apikarsim. In fact, the Rambam says, HaKaifer Batayra, Ubi Perusha, someone who's kaifer the Torah and the explanations, meaning Torah Shabbat Peh, Kigoin Stuki, Tzaduku Vaisus, those were the original Stukim Ubaisusim, Tzaduk and Vaisus, they were the original ones, Ein Lam Chelek Olam Haba. So Stukim don't have a Chelek Olam Haba. So what does that mean, they don't have a Chelek Olam Haba? That they have no kesher between them and this world to anything Ruchni. So you have Rava, who at this moment is totally asuk in his neshama. Totally removed from his physical body, he's not even feeling any pain. He's the extreme on one side of a person overcoming his physical limitations and his body to be Isaac in Torah and Mitzvahs. On the other side, you have who? Atsuki, who is the exact opposite extreme. He's a person who has been severed from any inyani ruchni at all. Totally an inyan gashmi. So he looks at Rava and he says, I can't even fathom what you're doing. It's not even in my wildest imaginations. He's totally removed. He's kulay gashmi. He's kulay ruchni. And he looks at him and he says, what are you doing here? You're like the old nation of Naseh v'Nishma who ignored their bodies and acted like Malachim. You're doing the same thing. That's what he told him. You were a hasty nation then. And look at you. You're doing it now too. But he was telling him, you know what? You're from the other side. You're from those Goyim who couldn't set there themselves. Olam Hazeh? I can't give up on my Olam Hazeh. I can't give up on my Guf. I'm not interested in the Torah.
Wasn't Rava super rich?
I don't know, why did he say that? Rabbi was super rich. Now,
what about this apple?
What about the apple? Tazal tell us, Yisrael l'tapuach. Why is Klaisel always compared to an apple? No. Ma'atapuach zeh, just like the apple, piryai kaidim la'olav. A normal tree first produces leaves, and then produces fruit. Af Yisrael hikdimu nasa l'nishma. That is what the Gemara says.
Wait, what is an apple tree?
A normal tree puts its leaves are before its fruit. An apple tree, its fruit is before its leaves. Now, it might not mean exactly the growth. It might be the blossoming.
Oh.
What Chazal mean? There's something called the chanata, the original, when the sap goes into the branch. That's what happens on Tu B'Shvat. This chanita zaperis. The sap goes, the first inside the tree of what's going to happen, a fruit or the leaves. So most trees, the leaves are first. A tapuach, the fruit is first. So too, Klai Yisrael's maktim nasa l'nishma. So says Rabbi Brevda, the pshat is, why does a tree need leaves before the fruit? Because the leaves protect the fruit
from sunburn.
From sunburn or anything else. So therefore, the tree produces leaves and then it's ready to produce fruit. But the apple tree, so to speak, it's willing to produce its fruit even before there's any shimrin, even before there's any, it knows for sure that it has a guard to it. That's a symbol of a bitachon that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is going to protect it. Kla Yisrael had bitachon in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he won't give them something too hard, he'll make sure whatever he gives them, he'll help them and he'll protect them. So they said Naseh v'Nishma. So the apple tree is the symbol of bitachin in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, in Holchin in the Tmimas, that if I'm supposed to produce fruits, I don't have to worry where's my Shmira. My Shmira is going to come. So I'm willing to produce the fruits even before I have the leaves there. Klaus is willing to be Makabal the Torah before they even see. How am I going to do it? What are the tools? How are you going to protect me? They know they have bitachin in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. They go with the Tmimas, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam won't give them something that they can't handle and he won't help them out. So that is why the tzuki was like a regular tree. He has to see the leaves first. Klai Yisrael's kitapuach bein habonis. Kitapuach bate ayar kein doidi bein habonim. That's the similarity here. So that is back to the understanding of yes, Torah is an oil. However, we have to remember, see, in next week's parsha, there's the parsha of Parah Aduma. It says by Parah Aduma, loy olo aleha oil. You're not allowed to put a yoke on top of the Parah Aduma. If you put a yoke on top of the Parah Aduma, it becomes puzzle. It's like doing a malacha with it. You're not allowed to work with it. You put a yoke. The Mishnayos Masechta Parah say, if you put a yoke on the Parah Aduma, litzar chai, for its, I'm sorry, litzar cha, for its good, the reason you put something on top of it is, let's say, to protect its skin or to protect it, that's not called an oil, that's not a yoke. If it's litzarchai, if you put it for the yoke, for the need of the owner, he needs the yoke on top of it, not for the animal, that is called an oil. Al piderech hadrush, the Mishnah is telling you a very important thing. the oil of Torah is a strong yoke. But when you realize that it's for your own good, it's for your neshama, the Rabbi Neshama won't give you something that's not for your own good. And he doesn't give us something that's too hard for us to do. The one time, by Eishes Yifas Torah, the one time that he felt it was impossible to be Oymed, the Torah was matter, however that worked exactly. Everything else, a person has a kayak to be Oymed in. Our neshamas have a kayak to be Oymed, even though it's hard for the goof. So when you realize it's litzarcha, it's for your own good, it's not an oil anymore. It may be hard, it may be heavy, but when you go with the attitude that it's something good, for you, it's for your own good, not for someone else's good, so then it's not an oil, it's not a heavy yoke anymore. This is it, this is for my own good. And in fact, Chazal tell us that on Shavuos, HaKol Moedim, Devatzer is Bina Nami Lachem. On Shavuos, you have to, everyone agrees, you have to eat a Suda. You have to be besimcha through eating. You're not allowed to fast the whole day. Other Yom Taivim, some people hold you can fast and learn and daven the whole day. But on Shavuos, everyone agrees. Rashi says, why? Laharis. You have to show something. That Noyach Aleinu Kabbalah Satayra. Kaisel said Nasa V'Nishma. Would we say Nasa V'Nishma today after we went through thousands of years of keeping the Torah, and I don't want to use the words, but suffering and being Meister Nefesh and being Nirdaf because of our Torah? They said Nasa V'Nishma. They didn't know what they were getting themselves into. They went with their Tzmimus. Spanella Achar HaMaisa. Are they still happy with it? Are we happy with it? And truthfully, the Midrashim say that every Shavuos, Hashem goes back to every person in the Shavuot and says, you want my Torah? And we all answer in unison again, Nasa V'Nishma. So we have to show Laharos. We want to show that when we're in the Torah today, it's not an oil, it's not a yoke. We would say it again, even after everything we've been through, and we see how hard it is, and we see it's not easy keeping the Torah, but we know that's really the best thing for us, it's worth it, everything is kedai. So on Shavuot, everyone agrees, to be in the Nami Lachem, you have to celebrate with a simcha, you celebrate with a simcha, to show, Rashi's Lashon is Laharos, to show that it's, we're still very happy that we are Mekabel the Torah and we would do it again. That's with the understanding here, that when we said Nasa V'Nishma number one, we went with the Tmimus. Like Ayavim, Rashi said, with two friends. The Rebbe Yisham loves us. He doesn't want to do anything for us that's not for our good. And he's going to help us along. And everything in the Torah, as hard as it is, the Rebbe Yisham is carrying us along and helping us along. Of course, we have our Bechira, but it's all for our Taivas. It's all to give us Ruchnias, to give us Nitzchias, to give us Olam Haba. And to remember that as hard as it is, are we still willing to say Nasa V'Nishma? Do we still have that same trust that they had? Do we still realize that we love Hashem and He loves us? The truth is, it says here in Parak Pasuk Tes Zayin, Doidi li v'ani loy. Doidi li v'ani loy. My doidi was to me that he said, be assembly school in Mikol Amin. Vani loy shamarti Nasa V'Nishma. There's a give and take here. We both love the Rabbi Nishlam. It's doidi li vani loy. He's my doidi too. Why? We said Nasa V'Nishma kederech oyavin. So one of the important lessons here of Maimon Har Sinai is this: when we're mekabel, this whole idea we spoke about was the emuna that's clear in the Torah, in Maimon Har Sinai. But then there's this added factor of the understanding that when Klai Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, it's it was with a trust that everything that the Rebbe Nisham is going to throw our way is for our good. So not only it's not just things we can't handle, it's all the Taiva Seinu, and he's going to help us along. And that's why we said Nasa V'Nishma with the focus on our neshama, with realizing that there's a neshama here and there are no limitations, and if the Rebbe Nisham wants us to do something, he'll let our neshama soar. And to be Isaac in Yanim Ruchniim and ignore and overcome all the Yanim Gashmiim, that's what Torah is all about. That's what Torah is about. Not giving in to our Taivas. Helping us channel our desires towards Ruchniyas and Kedusha and being true B'nai Chayrin, true Chayrus, as we said a different time from the Menorah Samar, true Chayrus is when a person's neshama is free from being ruled by his guf. When your guf tells you what to do, you run away and you don't say Nasa V'Nishma. When you're willing to be free But your neshama should tell your guf how to act. That's true freedom. That's nasa v'nishma. And that's another mila that we're mekabel here by Har Sinai. And we will continue next time.